There is a cost of biking crisis, and Blake is gonna fix it.
I have a good idea. Hear me out.
Good luck. Welcome to this week's Dirt Shed Show with...
myself, Blake Sampson.
And me, Martin Ashton. Blake, how's it going?
Really good, Martin. I have come to the conclusion that I have a good idea on how to fix this crisis.
Yeah, now I tell you what, we're talking about the cost of biking crisis because last week we were talking about which bike brand's going to go bust next.
Sad, isn't it?
Right, because brands are really struggling because they've got tons and tons of bikes in stock. They can't sell. They've got more bikes coming.
Yep.
They've got warehouses full of bikes. Yes. It's a nightmare, right? But what I noticed, right, and I thought this was amazing, we got tons and tons of reactions from you guys out there. And your end, as the customer, what you're angry about, and I use the word angry.
They were very angry. The comments are massive. They are stories.
Yeah, you guys are angry about the cost of bikes. Yeah. They're too expensive. You just don't think you're getting value for money. And I'm with you. I'm with you on it. And I guess we kind of come to the point. I mean, did you read any of the comments?
I read one or two. Yeah. There was multiple ones saying how angry and disturbed they are and how much they cost and how much now they are selling for.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. I mean, this is an example. One of the comments was from Dale Brown Skydiver. And there was a few that was along these lines, but he said, I hate to say it, but what goes around comes around for these bike brands.
Like a wheel.
And they kind of deserve it. And check this out, he added a little bit to his story, okay? So in 2022, he was 50. Dale was 50.
Okay.
And he thought he'd treat himself to the mountain bike he's always wanted. And he had to spend £14,000 on his new Specialized mountain bike.
£14,000.
In his garage, he also has a Ducati Multistrada from the same year, 2022, right?
That's a good bike.
£12,000.
12 grand.
£2,000 cheaper. Okay, so that's kind of where we're all getting upset because it doesn't make sense. It just doesn't add up. So I think that's a great point from Dale. But also, Brian Peterson added that it's a bit comical that people are trying to make the point that 10K bikes are going to be the death of the bike business because you can't really expect to get a 10K bike for 5K. And you know, in the car industry, Lamborghinis haven't destroyed the car industry.
No.
There's just a top end. And I feel like that's a fair point. That's a fair point. But I feel like, you know, we need to address, like, some kind of reset. Like, we need to get back to a place where you guys out there feel like you're getting value for money. And I thought, Blake, right?
I've got an idea.
That we've both got kind of, like, from different angles, experience of, like, how to build a bike brand of our own. I've done it. You've done bike building very recently.
Yeah, I've just built one.
So what I thought was, if we were a bike brand now, Blake bike brand, Martin bike brand, and you can play this game out there too.
Mm-hmm.
If you were a bike brand, how would you do it now so the customer would get what they want? Value for money and a reset in how we deliver bikes to them and then how they then have them bikes, servicing them and so on. So Blake, I'll let you start. How would you go about it?
Well, my bike brand will be a boutique bike brand.
Right.
None of the bikes will be the same because I'm going to be making them myself. Personalized mountain bikes, ones that will stay with you forever. But they were not going to be expensive.
Okay.
It's going to be £6,000.
Well, it's a lot of money.
But that's full bike.
Yeah, full bike.
To your spec.
And I guess so you build one bike at a time.
One bike at a time.
Yeah, low quantity.
Low quantity, probably just one. Another one for whoever buys one.
So you're sort of saying like the, you know, sturdy bikes kind of thing. You know, follow them on Instagram. They've got some great bikes.
Really nice.
And then the value, I guess, is in that you're spending a lot of money on a bike because £6,000 is a lot of money.
Yeah. It is, yeah.
But I guess it's also a bit of artwork.
Oh, it's 100% artwork. It's made by these hands I've got on my body.
They're fabulous hands.
They're a bit sore building the full suspension bike, which is a video coming out very soon.
Yeah, so you're like, you're full bike builder.
I'm full bike builder, man.
And we've got an idea too, but we'll get to that in a minute.
We'll get to that in a minute.
Yeah. Okay, so you're coming at it from the boutique angle.
Yeah.
And you're essentially offering a high price, but you're getting something very special
forever
and unique for it.
Yeah.
Okay, got you.
A bit like the cars that you used to have, not the cars that you would have now, which are a disposable thing.
Okay, yeah, I like it. That's one angle. I personally would... I would invest in the idea of building a well-designed bike, but I would have it built in Taiwan or China.
Okay.
Bear with me.
Yeah, okay.
Bear with me. So very low price, but quality build, just like where everything is built, basically.
Yep.
And I would have them shipped here. I would sell direct from a website.
Yeah.
Because I feel like you guys out there get value for money, and you're cutting out the middleman. However, the middleman is important. The dealer, right? You don't get the most out of mountain biking unless you're working with your local independent bike dealership.
Like it.
So what I would do is definitely in my first line of bikes, I would include an e-bike.
Okay.
That was using a very recognised and very capable...
Versatile.
E-bike motor, something like a Shimano motor, you know, something that's got a dealership network that you could then go to and be part of, you know, that system. So you buy the bike and it brings you into that system. I think that's how I would do it.
Are you going to have good customer service?
Yeah, you're going to have servicing, good customer service, but you did buy direct, so you missed out the middleman in the middle.
Yeah.
But the middleman does get the servicing costs and money made there. So I think that's how I'd go about it.
Yeah, that's a good one. Less headache.
How does that sound? Are you going to buy brand Blake or are you going to buy brand Martin? I feel like they're going to choose you.
Or you, because they don't trust my welding.
But I would be a lot cheaper than $6,000. I just think...
It's full build,
I just think bikes have become mad, mad money, okay? And this should be a grassroots sport. Yeah. I think, in reality, someone spending £2,000 on a bike is a lot of money
to spend on
a bike. It's a lot of cash. So I would try and be a lot lower price point, but, you know, maybe higher quantity builds. That's my angle on it.
I got one.
Go on.
All those bike brands out there now are putting these big sales down from like that 14 grand. Mm. They're down to like 8 grand.
Mm.
So where's that all gone? Where's that money? Are they actually costing that
much? Well, I think to be fair, a lot of the brands are making a loss on some of those bikes because they've just got to get rid of them. The problem is the storage of those bikes is costing money. So they've got to get rid of them. So I think we are seeing prices on bikes that are actually even below cost, which is amazing and rare. Let's hope it's rare because we want the industry to have this reset. But there's some great deals out there, but I feel like that leaves a bad taste in everybody's mouth because 8 grand is still a lot of money. I don't know if I say it's a great deal. You know what I mean? What do you guys think out there? You might be watching, or maybe you're listening on the podcast because we are now podcasting the Dirt Shed Show out to YouTube Music and then all of the other obvious places to get podcasts. So you might just be listening. But if you're out there, what do you think? How would you start a brand? And how does this big reset happen? How do we get cheaper bikes, more affordable, make this sport more, you know, easy to access?
Yeah.
Brand Martin or Brand Blake?
Let us know in the comments down below. But on that note, it's time for the news.
What's up, everyone? Lots happening in the world of mountain biking to catch you up on, so we'll get straight into it with some transfer news, starting with the free riders. Commensal Bikes have made not one but two signings, with free racer Edgar Briol joining the team alongside slopestyle legend Thomas Lemoine, who may well look to help them develop a full-sus slope frame. Gold ZX, Simon and David have found a new home on specialised bikes, showing off both slope and downhill builds here. In the XC world, after a year of racing Xterra Triathlon and gravel, Jaroslav Kulhavi has joined the Czech brand Superior, a brand located close to his hometown for a continuation of his XC career. A lot of moves in downhill and enduro. Intense have announced a new look factory race team. Joe Breeden is back and joined by Louise Ferguson, Oscar Griffiths and Ryder Lawrence. Frameworks Racing's confirmed lineup includes Angel Suarez, which I'm pumped about, such a good rider. And Mondraker Factory Racing has launched with an announcement that they'll announce who is on the team in the coming days, so tune in next week for the full roster. Okay, onto bikes. After 3 years of development, Gamux have released the Sago to the public with two full builds, the Team Replica, which features Manitou, and an Ohlins build, and of course a frame-only option. All bikes have the option of the pinion smart shift, gearbox, or the standard shift. YT have released the Capra Core 5, a new build in their lineup centered around Öhlin suspension, Renthal controls, SRAM EXO T-type transmission, and Crankbrother Synthesis wheels with double-down Maxxis tyres. Available in a beautiful raw effect, silver, or full black, this fantastic build is available for £5,999 and is available right now in 5 sizes. To finish things up, Hope have released a DH7-speed specific version of their Pro 5 hub, and 1UP Components have launched version 3 of their dropper post, shedding stack height and with it some grams. With a new hydraulic cartridge, which they say never needs to be inflated, it's 60 to 70 grams lighter than the V2, with new seals in the collar keeping it running fresh for longer, more anti-rotational pins, 2-year warranty, a 90mm drop to 240mm drop range. £321 for that one. Last but not least, if you're in the UK and a fan of mountain bike talks, then you can catch Hans Ray on his Mishaps and Mayhem speaking tour at a huge range of locations between the 5th and the 30th of March. Long one this week. Thanks for sticking with me. That's all. Over to Toff.
Right, this week's sickest thing's from Thomas Lemoyne in Common Sauerkraut, introducing Thomas Lemoyne. I think it's good they actually went to the effort to stack clips and put out a sick welcome part, post a whole like fake smiley face stood next to the bike. We're not stupid, like this is how it's supposed to be done. It's supposed to be cool. As expected, it's got some street jibby stuff, flowing through trails, and also some big moves on a big bike, like that big cork free and the big front flip. Also, what the f- trying that massive quad at the end? Like, dude comes up so short, blows up both his legs. Yeah, if you've not seen it, definitely worth checking this one out. Well, that's my sickest thing this week. Time to go back to the shed.
Thank you, Tom and Toff.
Really good. News is good, isn't it?
Isn't it? It's good to have news.
Oh, sheesh. It really I like is. To know what's going on in the mountain biking world.
Hey, Jack Cameraman, what bike brand are you buying into? Blake or Martin?
Martin.
Yeah.
Yes! Yes! Well, that meant a lot.
You've made money, I have made none.
I just sold a bike.
I might have to change my perception.
You're still
perception.
Building. Yeah, you'll sell a bike. Yeah. You'll sell a bike at the end of the month once you've built
probably. I might lower the price this like guy. Everyone else. This might guy. Do that.
You can't, mate. You've got to make money out of that one bike.
Oh, bugger.
Anyway, let us know in the comments. Should we do some hacks and bodges?
Oh, I love a good hack and a bodge, Mark, because my latest build is probably a hack or a bodge.
I think it's a hack.
You reckon?
What's the good one? A hack. Yeah, yeah, it's nice. Yeah, it's good.
Okay, cool.
Right, we're going to start off with this first... this is a hack. It's from Abram. Okay, what we're looking at is a nice hardtail mountain bike in the boot of the car.
Not just a nice one, mine. Super nice. Super nice.
And he's got it stood up, erect, without the wheels in just the back of a normal car. And he's doing that because he's built these wooden chucks. Look at that. So basically, he's created little feet for the forks and the chainstay of the bike.
I like it.
And
I really do like it.
So wheels out, bike sits, stands up on its own, wheels either side. Put it in any old estate car. Okay. No
and
problem.
You're not going to have really muddy back car because he's in Southern California.
Yeah, and I'll just point out it's a nuke-proof Scout because so Blake's happy.
It's super nice.
It's super nice. Look at that.
It's cool. He's actually retrofitted an old hub on the rear to mount the rear.
So, yeah,
that's
so the
good.
Old hub is mounted on a little wood chuck.
Yeah.
And then the front axle is mounted on another wood chuck, and then they basically screw onto the bottom of the bike.
And a wood chuck wood.
It's essentially bike feet. Bike feet.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, well done, Abram. Like that. Sunny California.
Oh, nice.
Next up, I like this one.
Now, that looks a very dodgy little white bag underneath that man's saddle.
It's a woman's saddle, Blake. Oh. Let me describe this to you. This is Brooks Canyon Neuron. Mm. She's got a feminine saddle. So it's a saddle with a hole in it, okay, for the lady garden, okay? That's Brooke's words, not mine, okay? Now, she's describing that basically she's been out on a few very winter rides and, you know, the old hole there, it lets the air in.
It does,
And the lady garden, I've been told by Brooke, gets cold.
So she put a plastic bag there.
Stuffed a plastic bag in, which you're right, it does look like she's storing drugs.
She does look like she's storing drugs.
But it's not. She's basically just got a little bag in there.
Yeah, I like it. I say that's
a hack. To basically keep her lady area warm. Okay. I feel so uncomfortable saying this. Brooke's saying it. It's not me.
Yep.
Hack.
That's definitely a hack.
A hack. But don't we should call that a bodge?
no, bodge there.
No, next up, we have got Craig, who's basically a Jubilee clip.
You can't simple. Beat a Jubilee Clique.
You can't beat so versatile. So basically what Craig is doing is using a Jubilee clip to cut his handlebars down accurately.
Oh, amazing, because so, I have such tapered handlebars.
Oh, mate.
If it wasn't for the
such
bar
an angle.
End,
yeah.
it would look terrible.
Yeah, so really great way of
That's
getting a perfectly
hack.
Straight cut
I
on
like
your
that.
Handlebars. Just pop a Jubilee clip on there,
yeah.
cut the right side.
Yep. Don't cut the wrong side.
Don't cut the wrong side.
Yeah.
Cut the right side, and then you'll get a perfectly straight cut.
I like
great
how he's put tape on it so he doesn't like scratch his bars with a Jubilee clip.
Oh, I see. Yeah, he's applied a bit of tape first, and then yeah, very clever.
Very clever.
I like it. Three brilliant. They're all hacks.
They're very much hacks.
Blake, you've got to pick a winner, and we're going to send a GMBM race top to either Craig, Brooke, or who was that? Abram was our first.
Oh, I like
one.
Abram's as good.
Yeah?
Yeah, because he's going somewhere and he's looking after his pride and joy. So it's not just bouncing around on the back of his
Brooke's
car.
Looking after her pride and joy.
She definitely is, but I think
Abram,
that one...
Abram's got it with the bike feet. Well done.
Well done, Abram.
Two little lumps of wood. It was that easy.
Yep.
If you would like to send us a hack or a bodge, the GMBN uploader is in the description down below the video. If you're listening on podcast, unlucky.
Do it when you stop.
You'll have to come and look at it on the video. But you could be on the show next week. It's that easy, winning yourself a race top. Right, let's keep going with the show. Let's do a little bit of a shop shout out, okay?
Yes.
Because the thing that I'm still blown away, I was looking at it upstairs, is our mountain bike maintenance book.
Yeah, it's a beautiful piece of...
I say it because I'm looking at a picture here of Blake holding it. It's a book we're really proud of. It's one of the things that you can get in the GMBN shop. But alongside that, there's all our merch, all our tees. I love the oversized emblem tee at the moment.
I do like it. So
I still haven't got one. Please, can someone send me one? But if you would like to get involved with the GMBN family, then the GMBN shop is where you can definitely do it. And it helps us make videos.
It does.
Which is great.
It does.
And podcasts, apparently.
Please.
Who knew?
If you are listening, give us a little like.
Should we take a look at some things we like this week?
Oh, yes, please, Mr. Ashton.
Okay, over on Instagram, I don't know if you've seen this, but it is such a wild crash.
Oh.
This is from
Juan Fervalet. So it's an urban downhill race,
yeah.
and he's trying to scrub off this, but I think he's slid.
Well, basically, he's lost the back end, and he's come round at such a flat angle. Look at this angle. Slides the back end out. Oh, and his back gets so close to hitting that curb.
Oh.
Oh my God, it's a really frightening crash. But apparently, he had a phone in his pocket, and that's the only thing that got damaged.
Well, lucky that.
Not his arse bone.
Or his shoulders, or his head, or his
spine.
Back, or his spinal.
It could have been anything. It's a horrible crash, but it's great to see that Juan came out
it's
of it in one piece.
It looks incredible.
Next up, I've got, it's a bit of an old school video, this, but it's from...
My goodness me, Martin.
It's from Hellnar BMX, and it is a huge drop.
I wouldn't
mean,
say
how big
huge.
Is this drop?
That's it's like two stories high.
I would say that's 10 metres.
Oh, on a BMX.
On a
it's
BMX.
Not a mountain bike,
basically,
it's on a BMX.
He rides off a 10-metre drop, rolling drop, this is, to flat. The crank snaps when he lands, and he just walks away. Unbelievable.
Why wouldn't he not think that a crank would snap?
It's got to be 10
wouldn't
metres.
Snap off that.
It's got to be 10 metres.
It's 100% 10 metres. It's 100% 100-foot drop.
Terrifying, terrifying. It's got some great likes on it. Cade loved it.
It
great
looks like
stuff.
It's in the UK. It is in the UK.
Fantastic. Some awesome things over on Instagram,
oh,
but definitely give Hellnar BMX a bit of a follow. It's very good. Right, we've got to do caption contest from last week, and we had a fantastic photo. It's basically Blake with a cat perched on his shoulder. I can only say like a pirate would maybe have a parrot.
Yeah, no, that
it's
I
Blake,
am. Yeah.
It's Blake the pirate,
I'm
but
a
he's got a cat.
Land-going pirate right there. That's my cat boat.
We got some great captions for it. First one, Blake, is... Yeah. Grant 3399 says, "And I tell you, what,
this is
I
cool.
remember. I tell you what, I saw this photo last week, and I thought we aren't going to get any good captions for that. It's just Blake. The captions for this week are legit.
Okay.
First one is Blake's mountain biking growth is noticeably progressing."
That's really good.
They get, but Jack's literally got his
biking.
Hands. He's got his hand over his face.
Biking.
Next one is from Declan Forhey, and he says, Blake found the perfect place to rest his furniture.
Oh, whoa! That is good.
God, these are too good. Last one. Adrian Wilkinson. Oh, this is a clever one, this one. Schrodinger's cat gives Blake pause for concern. Or did he? That last Dude, one is...
That's on the money, that one.
That was good. And the or did he is just like, well done. Did Black. You get you Schrodinger's cat? Do you know what? You don't
no,
know.
I actually don't know. I'm just laughing.
Well, it's like if the Schrodinger's cat, right, is if basically it's a Star Trek thing. It's a thought experiment.
Ah. Oh.
If you put a cat in a box with basically it's with something that would poison it, isn't it? Yeah, it is. If you put a cat in a box with poison and shut the lid, the cat is both dead and alive until you open the lid. That's Schrodinger's cat, I think. Something like that.
Still don't get it.
So you don't... The thought experiment is, once you close the box, the cat is in there with the thing that is going to kill it. But...
So it's dead.
It went in alive and you haven't had the result yet. So whilst it is in the box, it is both dead and alive.
Oh, that's some weird stuff for your brain.
Yeah, I think that's right. Correct me if I'm wrong in the captions, but...
But a cat has 9 lives. So if you had 9 boxes, the first box would be alive, right?
Wow, you don't get it.
I don't get it! So you can take it out of that box, put it in number 2 box.
I'm going to have to give it to Adrian Wilkinson. The Schrodinger's cat conversation has been too fun. You have won yourself a stunt mug!
And that mug gets hit off the table.
Well done.
Into cameraman's hands.
Right, here's the picture. Sorry, podcasters. Here's the picture for this week's caption contest. There you go. Oh.
Give us some
captions for that in the comment section down below, along with which bike brand you're going to buy into, brand Blake or brand Martin, remember. And if you've got a brand of your own, some kind of angle on this, where we can create the great reset in mountain biking, then let us know, because I think we need it.
Yeah.
Right, should we do a bike vault? Before I get into the bike vault, I just want to touch on a couple of comments we had about the bike vault from last week, because we were talking about whether there should be set rules for the bike vault.
There is some unwritten rules, though.
Well, Dirt Lover says, let it remain as random and as subjective as it is. Just keep it drive side and pedals level. No need to turn it into whose bike is more dentist than another's. I like that.
Yeah.
And Kremi, he says, keep up the good work. I really appreciate the themed vault additions. I like hardtails, downhill, cross country, kids bike, etc. So I think we've got to keep the rules. Loose.
Well, drive side.
Drive side's
pedals
good.
Level.
I like the odd non-drive side because it winds you up.
Yeah, I don't like it, mine.
It makes me laugh. Oh, Jack shaking his head as
no,
well.
No, it's disgusting. Why would you want to look at it?
You two, calm down.
Yeah, you want to look at the drivetrain.
And I do like the themed one. So be thinking while we're doing this bike vault about a themed bike vault for this week.
I've got one.
Hold it. Hold that thought. Let's get into the bike vault. And first bike is from JP. It's a GT Avalanche Expert in London.
Leaning against a metal piece of equipment.
Yeah, we're looking at a very stealth hardtail mountain bike here. It's his first love.
Unfortunately got stolen two
months
ago.
Oh, no. So this is a... Oh, that's sad.
That's very sad, because it's got really the Vittoria Mazza racing rubber tyre,
It's a very stealth design. I like it a lot.
Can I give it a super nice?
That's a super nice. And I hope you find it, JP. That's a shame. Next up, two bikes in the bike vault. We've got two Yeti 2Es, it's one Yeti 2Es and one...
Custom Aldark Lark DJ bike?
Yeah, Aldark Hardtail, which looks really flipping cool, actually.
It's a bit fuzzy, the photo. I can't really...
It almost feels like it's got like a 70s filter on this photo. So dirt jumps in the background, look.
It's nice. It's two
Just
bikes.
Nice. I think that YT 2Es is super nice, dude. I think you need to ring the bell on that one.
Okay.
But can we have two bikes in a picture on the bike
vault?
No, it's too late. You rang the bell now. Next up, Austin, Specialized Ride. Okay, we've got a picture. It's almost like the bike's been caught in hiding behind some reeds.
Yeah, it's like grass
spotted,
in front of it.
It's like we've spotted a piece of wildlife.
A zebra. It looks black and white. I think, it looks like a zebra
That's
print.
What he's going for, isn't
it? Oh, yeah, maybe he is.
He's trying to zebrify it.
He's in Tennessee, Minneapolis.
Yeah, I think...
It's nice.
Austin's specialised rock hopper is nice.
Well, I like his rock hopper and rocks in the background.
Next up, we have got a Merida Big Nine from Tom.
Oh, no, I do like that.
Now, we're looking at a... pretty legit looking hardtail XC bike.
Yeah, no dropper.
Sid front forks. It's in a lovely, what colour would we call that? Like metal, gunmetal grey almost?
Yeah, but light gunmetal grey.
It's gunmetal, but it is polished. Strange. It's a nice look.
Gloss. There you go.
Well done, Blakes. Well done, Blakes. Yeah, we all sort of held hands.
I'm going to supervise that.
It's a super nice.
Like it.
In Belgium, that is. Next up, we have got a Polygon Siskiyou.
Siskiyou T7.
From Will.
So it's the lime green / teal blue.
Yeah.
It's got a teal blue RockShox Lyric sticker on the fork.
Blue pedals. I like the rockery in the background is sort of like, well, Colorado-ish.
Well, it looks very inviting to
Do you know why I think it's
I
think it's Colorado-ish? Because it's in Colorado.
Oh, there you go. So I think it's nice. It's a nice bike.
Nice. Oh, you're mean.
Yeah. Okay.
Now
we're looking at a 2004 Scott Genius MC30.
In Cheltenham in the UK. It's, how can we describe this? It looks...
Genius? That's what it is.
The geometry's old. It's a Scott. It's got a dropper on it.
It's got
a
dropper.
I've just noticed. Look, but it's not from the era of having a dropper.
No.
It's all sorts of wrong, but it's sort of right. It isn't a super nice, but it's definitely nice.
Yeah, it's red and silvery.
I'm uncomfortable looking at it.
Yeah.
Next up is...
Oh! It's a fat bike. It's super nice. It's got some big pokey gloves on it. It's in the snow. It's army green. There's two horses in the background. It has a bike rack on the rear and on the front. Oh, it's bloody nice. What is it?
Calm down. It's a very average looking bike.
It's a Shirley Martin.
Surly.
Excel steel frame fat
tyres. It's a Surly Pugsley from Aaron, who is out in the United States of America in Idaho.
It's a Shirley.
There's a couple of lovely horses in the background, a lot of snow.
It's super nice.
Hey, it's done now. Blake loves it. Last bike in the bike vault this week is Robert's BMC 2-stroke.
I don't see any motor there.
A weapon of a cross-country bike. It has got RockShox Sid on the front, purple grips, it's full black stealth. It is in Switzerland and it looks...
It looks beautiful.
Gorgeous.
What does BMC stand for? Bicycle Mechanic Cycles?
I feel like we should know that.
Hey,
in the comments, what is BMC? We could Google that. We could just Google it. Google it now? I can Google it now.
Yeah, go for it.
Let's have a look what BMC stands for.
But on that note, I think that was a nice bike.
Brand.
BMC. Super nice location. What mountains in the background and snow on them.
It stand for? Let's find out. BMC, Bicycle Manufacturing Company.
I was close.
But that's such a boring thing for it to stand for.
I said Bicycle Mechanic. Cycles.
No. Bicycle Manufacturing Company, 2-stroke. Like it. We're at the bike vault.
Damn.
If
you want to get involved in the bike vault, there is a link in the description. Upload your bikes to that. But if you are listening on a podcast, you can still do it. You might just have to go over to the video, click on the link, and do it that way. A little bit more longer-winded for you beautiful people.
Fantastic. Thank you for watching. It's been great. I can tell you how great it's been. That great.
What a jab in the ribs and your tea went everywhere. Ow.
Thanks for watching the Dirt Shed Show. We will see you next week. For us, it's bye.
See ya.